keep asking, keep being annoying, dig deep to the root, and sometimes you can find the expert who is looking for someone like you, someone such passionate as you are, and this is where new relation starts.
You are listening to the Sensibly Happy Podcast. Discover logical and pragmatic ways to find yourself and to be yourself. How to build healthy relationships and not feel obliged to society. How to upgrade your mental and emotional intelligence and reach goals with less efforts. Get inspiration from real stories to stop looking around for blessings, but live your own happy life. Welcome your host, Maxim.
Hello everyone, welcome to 21st episode of Sensibly Happy Podcast. And today, as always, we will speak about practical aspects of happiness. What and how can we change in our life to be more happy? This episode is about our weaknesses. Do you have some? I bet you do. Do you want to know how to become stronger? Continue listening. I do have different weaknesses. Most of those I clearly see and understand, and every time it shows up, it hurts me. And of course, there are other weaknesses, which I'm not aware of. But let's put it aside for now. So, you have different weaknesses. Some of those are related to knowledge or education. Other are about physical abilities. How quickly can you run or move? Or you just can't perform specific activities. Also, we have different face and body features, which we are not proud of and would be happy to cure that somehow. And of course, emotional specifications play a major role in our life. The list of weaknesses is very long, you know that. But we also imagine our own weaknesses by comparing us to others. For instance, hairless people in most of cases would really like to have long and thick hair. But people who have such often don't appreciate it, and sometimes they are thinking about shaving bald. Me, for example. What I'm saying is sometimes when we are being ourselves, we want to be like someone else, and in that case, we treat that difference as our weakness. Looks like we didn't have too much weaknesses, that's why we decided to choose one more new weakness. Anyway, doesn't matter if those weaknesses are real or imagined ones, it makes us feel uncomfortable and even hurt sometime. But I have good news for you. Since you realize you know about your weakness, you can convert that knowledge to a goal. There's an interesting dictum. The problem is a poorly defined target. That means that every problem could be converted to a goal by understanding what you don't like and what result do you want to have. After you realized and admitted that you have such weakness, you can start converting it to something good. Should you change yourself or stay as is? The answer always depends on the situation and on your own decision. But what are options, you may ask? And of course, your question is reasonable. You have several options, at least those that I know about. The first one is to hire skills, to hire skilled person. Second option is that you can work hard on your weakness to change it. In that case, you can spend your efforts to become more strong. Third option, you can build your weakness up and direct it to a new goal. And fourth option is to leave it as your special feature which makes you unique. Of course, I understand. Till that moment, it's just a theoretical statement. So let's talk about every single case in details. You can hire skills that you are missing to cover some specific area. In most of situations, it's applicable to a business or some kind of services. For instance, to fix some broken device, cut grass on your lawn, or perform a photo session. Those kind of tasks require a lot of experience or a lot of your time. And to improve in those areas would be for you a good idea only in case if you really like the process or you want to make some money with that. Otherwise, that kind of weakness is actually not your weakness, but just a different sphere where you don't have experience right now. Then second option, that you can work hard to overcome that weakness. To be clear, this kind of weakness is actually one that you can change somehow. I believe that we can change most of things, but it's always about amount of resources, about amount of your time, of your efforts, cost of changes, and consequences of those changes. If you understand the price and you are so desperate to change that weakness that you are ready to pay that price, then welcome to challenge. What challenge I am talking about? That could be the goal to change your body, to change your mental and emotional abilities, to change your profession, job, friends, place of living, and so on. I believe that you can become the author of your destiny in most of cases. Let's say you realized your weakness and you know that many people around you don't have that weakness, and you just converted that weakness to a goal to become a person who does have that extra skill or extra feature. You know that other people have that extra skill, but you don't. Sometimes can make you very strong that you are able to practice a lot, much more than people who have that extra skill. What does it mean? That means that when you start practicing and will keep practicing, at some moment of time, you could become much more skillful than others. Why? Because they stopped in their growth in some moment of their life, but you continue practicing and moving forward all the time while they are staying. Just realize that thing. Right now you are much more weak than others in that sphere, but your weakness push you hard to spend much more efforts than others and achieve better results than others. One more interesting benefit of having that weakness. It lets you to see what others don't see, because for them it's natural behavior or situation without realizing and understanding that. And if you ask them, how do you do this? You often can receive the answer, I don't know, I do always like that, I never thought about that. By having that weakness, you are blessed to see what others don't see, to keep asking questions and to dive deep into the topic. You can say, yeah, sure, we can change something in different sphere, but there are a lot of different spheres where we can't change a lot. For instance, art. Someone is gifted, but others are not. But I can object here as well. There is a style in art which is called Bauhaus. It's established in 20th century. And one of prominent artists of that style told once an interesting thing. To be an artist, you should be gifted. You should naturally do those things. But if you are not gifted, you should learn it. And results often from gifted and from educated person are similar. So keep that in mind and don't get you off the score too early. Do you have that goal to fight with your weakness? Work hard and ask a lot of questions. Sometimes you might think, why to bother other people with those questions? I have that weakness, but it doesn't mean that I should annoy other people. But I don't agree with you. Keep asking. Keep being annoying. Dig deep to the root. And sometimes you can find the expert who is looking for someone like you. Someone such passionate as you are. And this is where new relation starts. If you want to know something, you have questions, be yourself. Ask those questions. Another aspect of your weaknesses is how you look. Some of you know that you don't look very good. You might have strange proportions of your body. And you know that you don't like yourself in the mirror. But often in such situations, people have wrong clothes, which makes the problem more dramatic. But you know what? If you have such problem, you can partially fix it with changing your clothes. And this is not about spending piggy bank on it. It's about selecting right items. You need to spend more time for searching and fitting. Even if only one out of 20 items will fit you well, that would be the result that helps you. So this is all about amount of efforts. about being self-determined. In most of spheres, you can find someone, some expert, who can help you by guiding you. If it's about your look, that expert can tell you what's good for you and what's not. If it's about some skills, the expert can guide you on your first steps and with development plan. But please don't stick to the first expert that you found in internet, because every expert has its own level of skillfulness as well as approach of interacting with others. And the best for you would be to find someone whose messages, ideas, and guidance are easy digestible by you. The third option for you if you have some weakness is to build it up by switching your point of view. I don't mean to change the situation to even worse one. What I'm saying is that you can look differently on your situation, on your weakness. There's one interesting book, How to Turn Your Weaknesses into Strengths, written by David Kirpan, and there is one idea how we can treat some of our weaknesses as our strengths. The idea is that for some weaknesses, we can find strengths by shifting our mindset. For instance, weakness, irresponsible, and strength, adventurous. Weakness, childish. Strength, playful. Weakness, inconsistent. Strength, flexible. Weakness, talkative. Strength, expressive. And much more other pairs. Think about that. Do you remember being berated for some of your features? And can you recall some person who most likely have the similar issue but is famous right now? This is what I'm talking about. Change your way of thinking about your weakness. And fourth option is to leave your weakness as your special feature which makes you unique. And one of the examples is about a person who had severe stutter. Long story short, it was really hard for that person to speak, to make words and sentences. But he studied the piano and discovered jazz style for himself. He was lucky to be introduced to an art of scat singing. This is an art of vocal improvisation without words. By being very enthusiastic in music, he recorded the first album where he plays on piano. And then, thanks to his friends who convinced him to write his voice, he recorded a single which is called Scatman. Yes, this is about a singer whose scenic name is Scatman John, and his record was sold in millions of copies. This is what I'm talking about. By being unique with having that specific feature, you can become someone special. Here's an example from my life, which shows how I've been working with one of my biggest weaknesses. And this is lack of self-discipline or volatility. Starting from university, I was interested in different things. Of course, I dreamed about my own business and making money, but I wasn't able to achieve anything, to establish any business, because every time I was thinking about some new idea, in 1-2 months I've started being bored about that idea, because at that moment I've discovered new one. And all the time, pragmatic ideas, crazy ideas, every time I was interested in something new. Then life pushed me to be pragmatic, to be a good employee, and to stick to one topic. And then I started receiving good results. And at that moment I understood that the main key is self-discipline. So I worked hard to develop it. And I think I succeeded in that. You can listen to the episode E009. Motivation versus self-discipline to get more about that. But also, several years ago I discovered that this my weakness is not volatility, is a strength which I can call curiosity. I'm capable of being interested in a lot of different topics and to explore each of those and to have some conclusions. And as a result, I'm being able to create new concepts, new ideas, which are results of synthesis of my knowledge from different spheres. To fight with that my weakness of being not focused on a single thing, I've unconsciously chosen two options. One was to work hard to overcome it, and another to build it up, to change my point of view, to treat it as a strength. You don't need to work with every single weakness you have. should you be an ideal person? I doubt it. But if your weakness hurts you, you should work with it. And you can't change it. You probably understand that this is not one-day journey to change your weakness into something good. But from my perspective, it's worth all the efforts. In your journey of improving yourself, it is really good idea to help others with the same issue. Because by helping them, you become stronger and you learn much more quicker. If you don't have acquaintance in your environment, then try to find the environment, probably in internet, where they are such struggling people. Treat your weaknesses as blind spots. That means that those are areas where you are not experienced enough. And that means you should find some advices, some help, or some guidance from experts. Task for the next week. First step. Choose three your own weaknesses and describe them in details. Second step. Decide what option out of four, which I've explained in this episode, would be the best to choose from to deal with that exact weakness. Third step. Write a plan for each of those weaknesses, how you're gonna deal with them. And fourth step, start bringing that plan into life. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your presence. Spread the good, share this podcast and ideas from it with others. I wish you a great next week and stay tuned.
Stay inspired, experiment and share results. Return next week.